Diary, March 1892. Preston, Australia. March 1st, 1892. Preston, Victoria, Australia. I am enabled to write day after day, and the Lord blesses me. His presence I value above ease, above gold. I have written very solemn things to America. Oh, will they heed the admonitions and warnings? My right hand is not sick. From the elbow of my right arm, I can use my arm and hand. My arm from the elbow to shoulder is an afflicted member, with every other member of my body, but Christ comforts me. I see great and precious things for the people of God, if they will only believe. It seems so marked to me that this suffering is permitted to test my faith. When I awake and have to crawl out of my bed to change my position, it seems that the Lord Jesus is close beside me to comfort me. If it were not for this, I fear I should become discouraged. Oh, what suffering I endure all through my limbs and body. I have a framework that is adjusted to my position of body so that I can use my pen, and the Lord Jesus seems to be right by my side. The comfort of his presence is worth everything to me, and I am encouraged, and I can write some. I am so glad of this. I will thank the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? This came to my mind. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3, verse 12-15. If the Lord has a work for us to do, he will make for us an opportunity to do that work. He will give words for us to say in season. He will himself make the impression upon the human minds. We must, all we who love God, do his will and do all we can to prevent and diminish evil and wrong in all with whom we are associated, even with strangers. I am able to have my rocking chair drawn from the bedroom to the parlor. My brethren come to me, and my brethren present to me special things to decide for them in church matters. They can all kneel but me. And then, after most earnest prayer, I have most earnest words to speak to them and help them in the decisions with advice as to how best to conduct the work in the cities and in the various places where they meet. This is my great burden. Then we pray most earnestly for the Lord to raise me up, that we shall be able to carry the work in right lines. I am always blessed in thus trying to encourage our ministering brethren. I can sleep but little, but Christ seems to be in person right by my side, and this makes me better able to endure. I will praise the Lord, and I will be hopeful. I will not complain and despair. Words are spoken to me, Sister White. I always find you meeting us with cheerful words and a smile. I do try to do my best, for the Lord gives me counsel for them, and they see light in the propositions made to try to reach the people in the cities. I say to them, you will meet with many discouragements, but the cities must be warned. Brethren, do your best. God will open the way.